next guest has been on the show before. Very accomplished actress. I believe Mego yesterday brought up Bring It On, which we will get to with her. But the daughter in True Lies, I believe, is where she began her career. Wiggy brought up Jay and Silent Bob yesterday. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Now a philanthropist. And she joins us this morning, the great Eliza Dushku. Hello, Eliza.
Wow, thank you. Good morning, Greg.
welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. How you been?
Great. Mego was a little bit nervous because she thought you were coming in, and she it was yesterday. She didn't do her hair the way she wanted to do her hair. So she's...
I wish I could be there with you guys in person. Hey, what's going on?
She's a huge fan.
Yes. Yeah, so, Eliza, I was a preteen when Bring It On came out, and that was like billed as Kirsten Dunst's movie as the lead. Mm-hmm. I'm a fellow brunette. And when you came in, you and Gabrielle Union just like stole that whole movie. And it made me so happy. It was so, I'm such a big fan.
I think it was I appreciate it. And, you know, it was like a little bit of everyone represented. That's what I think, you know, made the movie such a hit. You got, anyone could kind of find themselves in one of those characters. But I love hearing that. Thank you.
Now, listen, I know you're a Swiftie. Are you invited to the wedding of the century this weekend?
I am not. I mean, it's Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah.
So I think there'll be a few folks there. It seems like more of a concert, but but yeah, I'm with. I got two little boys and not a lot of free time these days, but I wish them well.
Yeah. Well, Wiggy doesn't go to any destination wedding.
That's except Bronx,
huh?
Except for Bronx,
yeah,
no, I'll go.
Except for
to.
Bronx, yes. You would go, but
because I feel like he's gonna fly me out there.
Nice.
I have a question. Nice. You are, it's one of my favorite movies, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. There were so many like actors on that show like before they blew up. What was that experience like for you to be around all those different, like, you know, I believe Will Ferrell was in the movie and just like Tracy Morgan was in it, like all these different actors kind of
rock. Yeah, every day there was someone new coming in. It was hysterical. I mean, there are a couple movies in my career that were just more of like a fun, good time and feeling like work. And that was definitely one of them. Kevin Smith is just kind of a nut. And he also like sets a tone on the set where, I mean, when you have like the sound guy holding the boom, just like cracking up and like almost peeing his pants laughing at every take because they're following the script, but also people are improvising. It was just hilarious. It was as much of a good time as it probably looked like.
Where are you on this thing that people talk about a lot lately, that the last great movie star is Tom Cruise, that there will never be another great movie star of that stature?
Jeez, I don't know that I've heard that conversation. I mean, I don't know. I think, I'll be honest, I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old right now, so I'm a little out of the loop when it comes to the entertainment space and movies. Yeah. But yeah, I think the business has changed a lot. There's obviously so much more content out there, so that's not usually, you know, with streamers, no one's really sort of focused on one show or clamoring in the movie theater to see one movie. So yeah, I think just that stardom and what it means to be, you know, the kind of it star of the moment is changed a lot. But I feel like we still have, you know, like Keanu will come out with the John Wick, or I mean, we can still count on a number of folks and actresses as well to kind of deliver something every couple of years.
Yeah, Game Dog in the Twitch chat says, Greg, who said that? Nobody ever said. I've seen it.
No, I've heard that before. Because I think that a lot of it has become the superhero movies. People go, I'm not going to see Chris Evans. I'm going to see Captain America.
Well, there's also like, Eliza brought up all the content. There's a billion places to watch things.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of movies where you have to get to the movie theater on Thursday night to see it.
Like, I think exactly. It's more if there's not as many quotable movies like The Hangover or Anchorman or Dumb and Dumber. I feel like the aversion to like really good comedy for a while has created a drought there.
But again, when those things came out, sort of everybody flocked to them and watched them. It was like there's just so much. It's almost too much out there now. Where like I can't even talk to a friend about like, are you watching this or that? Because they're watching something or other. You know, like it's just a million things out there, which is great. Because again, I guess there's something for everyone. But I think our focus is just more diversified.
Was there? When you were growing up, was there an actor or an actress or a film that made you get into that business?
There wasn't. Like Rambo and
you can swear.
Nightmare on Elm Street, and you know, like I was watching all, you know, like some old classics for sure, but probably not great at five. But yeah, I mean we loved movies and that's the kind of Conan, like Conan the Barbarian, not Conan O'Brien. A lot of great classic action movies in the 80s.
And you worked with Arnold on True Lies.
And I was his daughter, but before that I was actually De Niro's daughter in Leonardo DiCaprio's first movie, which was kind of wild. I was just thinking about that the other day. But
did Leo hit on you?
I was 11, and I think he was 16. So we played brother and sister. Okay, so, but no, I wasn't the kid that watched movies and thought I want to do that when I grow up. It was honestly, you know, I've told the story before, but I tripped and fell at one of my brother's auditions when I was 9 in Harvard Square. And just, you know, the casting director saw me being all dramatic and kind of picked me out.
I think
really random.
I mean, I would argue that Leonardo DiCaprio is the greatest actor of our time.
Denzel.
Yeah, I mean, that would be me. But Leo is great. I'll take nothing away from Leo. I love Leo. I love Tom Hardy. I'm a big movie person.
Have you ever been in a movie?
No, I wish.
Oh, De Niro's got to be in there. De Niro's unbelievable.
Yeah, De Niro, Pacino. Yeah. I've never been in a movie, but I had a couple opportunities to be in movies, but scheduling was the issue. I asked Patrick Dempsey this question when we talked to him last week, and I always love to ask actors and actresses, is there one role that maybe you turned down that you look back and go, damn, I should have never did that?
I guess, yeah, truth be told, I was up for that movie Heat, speaking of Pacino.
Oh.
And I had another movie kind of like in the bag, and I ended up turning down that movie, and that one ended up being pretty good. So that was a little crusher.
That's an awesome movie.
And they're making a sequel.
Yeah, they are.
Right. They're making a sequel, and they were talking about
making sequels. They're remaking movies now. Sometimes they shouldn't. But okay, let's see.
Yeah. True Lies. The sequel stars Cedric the Entertainer. Is that correct?
No, it's Leonardo DiCaprio's in the sequel.
Yes, yes.
Leo usually picks good stuff.
Yeah, and then I think there was whispers about potential. Maybe you know this True Lies too.
I've been hearing that for like 20 plus years. I'll believe it when I see it.
Eliza, there is something that you are doing coming up that you want to talk about, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
So.
Where to start? I mean, I kind of switched lanes and moved back to Boston and went back to school and became a mental health counselor and a psychedelic therapist. And I work at Home Base today, which is Mass General's veteran mission, and we have the Run to Home Base coming up on July 25th, and we also have America's 250th birthday coming up, and it's been PTSD Awareness Month, and just having had the privilege of working one-on-one with veterans and military families, I just feel like this is a really important time to sort of give back our our time and our actual support and energy. I mean, everyone says like, oh, we support our veterans, but now we can show up and actually be a part of something that provides free care at no cost to these men and women. You know, we're really facing a horrific reality here where over 150,000 veterans have died by suicide since 9/11. I mean, I think we lost somewhere between 7,000 and 8,000 in combat. So like, just think about that for a second. Over 150,000. This is like, the time is now more than ever to step up and make sure that nobody gets left behind. You know, home base is made possible by what our General Hammond, our ED, likes to say, by a grateful nation through supporters and philanthropy. So people can show up at the Run to Home Base and you know, actually support and show our gratitude for the 215 years of freedom that we get to enjoy in this country.
It's an awesome event, and it's the organization is great, and the Run to Home Base Fenway stuff is really, really cool.
The Red Sox do a great job in
supporting
that.
They absolutely do, and it's awesome that you have switched gears and this is what you're doing now. Do you run into people that you're counseling who like figure it out halfway through that you're Eliza Dushku? Eliza Dushku.
I go by my married name, and so it's not, I mean, I get a few like, wait a minute, you look familiar now and then, but usually it's not too big of a deal. And, you know, a lot of people, everyone that's coming through our doors is just looking for help, and they're you know, desperate in their own way. And I guess the other little kind of piece I would add, June has been PTSD Awareness Month, and I think it's sort of a fitting time to have the conversation around, you know, we're making progress in terms of like the mental health and misconceptions about what PTSD is. But I think there's often this like belief that if you're not strong enough, you know, or that PTSD is a weakness or some kind of sign that you weren't strong enough, that you should just push through it. But that's not how trauma works. And, you know, trauma is a biology. It's not a weakness. And we understand it so much better today than we did. And people can and do recover from it and don't have to carry these invisible wounds of, you know, the insane, horrific things that they experience in combat and in their service. And, you know, home base offers like the gold standard care with every clinician kind of coming from the Mass General, you know, psychiatry department. It's like, it's such an amazing place. I come on here with true passion because I get to see every day. People come in on a, you know, Monday and leave after 2 weeks from our intensive clinical program. They're different people. They have tools to kind of cope with these things that they didn't understand were even happening them, these biological and mental responses. And it's just, I've done a lot of cool things in my life, but working at home base is absolutely been one of the coolest. So I'm fired up about it. And I appreciate you guys, you know, allowing me to come on and kind of jawbone about it.
Anytime you want. You are welcome on this show at any time. Appreciate the fact that you're doing this, and we love having you on, so you are welcome at any time. And I hope you enjoy the 4th and all the things with summer. And we hope to see you soon, Eliza Dushku.
Thank you so much. Is that it? I mean, we're done. I'm here to like hang and talk if you guys want to talk more about movies or, I mean, how we just swept the Yankees. That was pretty epic.
I could talk about movies all day long.
Like the swagger this week.
So the Red Sox have you back? Are you back in? I mean, did they pull you back in?
Oh yeah, are you kidding me? And I got two boys now. We go to games. It was a tough start, but we're kind of crushing it this week. It's been, we're on a roll.
Do you ever get the itch though, like to get back into the movies, and especially now with a lot of actors and actresses are doing like the television shows? I know Meg here told me about Cape Fear. Do you ever get that itch of like getting back into it?
I'll be honest, I don't. I mean, I like I said, I tripped and fell at my brother's audition when I was 9 years old, and I did it for like 20 plus years. And there was some great stuff, there was some not great stuff, but all in all, I moved on to something else that I genuinely have just a different kind of passion for. Like I have a skip in my step when I get up to go into work each day that yeah, I like watching movies and shows now at home with my husband, you know, on the sofa, but I don't ever go, oh man, I wish I was doing that again.
Mego, a texter suggests that you and Eliza have something in common.
What's that?
When it comes to where you went to college.
Oh, is that true? Eliza, where did you go?
I went to Suffolk for a little while. I went to Lesley. Where'd you go?
I went to GW, so I don't know. Do you have a GW connection?
Oh, I almost went to GW. I almost went there. I was out of high school. I was between GW and Suffolk, but I'll be honest, my mother was a professor at Suffolk for like 40 years, and I was going to get free tuition. and I loved the school. I mean, I had like loyalty, but yeah, GW was one of my top picks. What did you study?
Journalism.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, now she's ruined that by working on this show. what about, Texter wants to know, worst film that you have ever seen?
That I've ever seen? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm watching some pretty rough stuff with my kids these days, but... I don't know. Look, I've made a bunch of bad movies, so I try to like give grace. I'm not picking someone when they're down. They know how bad the movie was, so I don't need to go out and.
All right, what's blow up their worst spot. Film? Worst film you ever made? Then what's that?
That I ever made? Yes. Oh God, I don't know how much time we have on this show this morning.
Is there any role from like a book or even like true crime or things you see in the news where you're like, that would be a great role for me when you think about yourself?
I mean, back when I was in it, sure. There were a couple projects that I tried to push uphill, but like they weren't, you know, the big ones are sort of snatched up pretty quickly by the A-listers. So the reality isn't always meet the desire. I mean, like when the Avengers was happening, there were people going like, oh, you should play Black Widow. And I was like, well, yeah. But then it went to like Scarlett Johansson ended up doing it. And that's not up to me. So it was, you know, it is what it is.
Well, that would have been good. And I want to ask, because you talk about maybe you watch a lot more. I don't know how old your kids are. What do you think of all of the comic book movies now? I know there is like, you know, some actors and actresses feel like it's not real acting, and others feel like, you know what, it's a great opportunity. Where do you lie when you see the whole comic book world being turned into movies?
You know, again, it's like I grew up reading comics, but it's definitely taken on a life of its own where there's a lot of comic book movies out there, and some are hits, some are misses. I guess I don't want to kick anyone when they're down. So some are great, some are not. should be made. Some could have been avoided. But again, we're in a time where like the people are just consuming content and consuming this stuff. So yeah, they keep shoving it out.
Well, they have to have something on. Like, there's nothing worse than a movie that looks good on Netflix, and then you get to it, and it's like in Norwegian with subtitles. Yeah. Like, I can't stand subtitles.
No, I don't do those. I don't that and voiceovers. Yes,
some people say we need them on the show.
Yeah. I would say not to be a crazy plugger, but have you guys seen the Netflix documentary In Waves and More?
No.
Anyone?
Mm-mm.
You
no.
guys should check that out. It was actually a documentary that my husband and I executive produced. We just won an Emmy last month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The movie won an Emmy, but it's about three former Navy SEALs who came back, you know, from multiple combat tours. And, you know, these guys are like real life G.I. Joes. Like, they're friggin' heroes. And each one of them is having their own just debilitating experience with PTSD. They're on 25 different medications. And one of the guys ends up, his wife goes online and looks up a psychedelic therapy that's being offered in, they have to travel out of the country to receive, and it changes their lives. And the movie is just, I highly recommend You can call me up after if you didn't find the movie incredible and compelling. In Waves and More on Netflix, about psychedelic therapy and veterans. And that's a huge focus of my work right now, because it's like, it's just, it's kind of hard to believe in how effective these treatments can be for some people who have had resistance to other kinds of treatment. But yeah, check that movie out if you're looking for some good content.
I will absolutely watch it. And you are the best for coming on, and we would love to have you on anytime. So let us know.
Hey, I appreciate it.
It's great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Nice talking to you guys. I hope you know, it's not too late if you want to register or support or, you know, come down to Fenway. You get to cross home plate at the end. None of us are making the Red Sox roster anytime soon, so that might be your only chance. It's going to be an awesome day. Families come. I'm bringing my kids. Go to runtohomebase.org and just check it out and support. And or come down. I'll run with you.
Yeah, I'll be there to walk. All right, Eliza, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm always like fascinated. I could talk
to the actors and the actresses.
I could talk to them all day long. I mean, yes, seriously.
You certainly have a lot of opinions about acting.
Who?
You?
Oh, yeah, because I mean, I could talk to them all day long. Right. I'm always like.
But Curtis is saying you've never acted. Although there was a brag of the week in there where Wiggy said he would have been in several feature films.
Right, you had to turn him down.
But it was scheduling.
Right.
Well, I want featured films. Just like, you know. Little like roles that, you know, hey, I wasn't a commercial.
You were on Flipping Boston.
Yeah, but
and
I'm talking
you were
about
on with the
Phantom Gourmet
and the Fisherman.
No,
the
but
Wild Fisherman.
Yeah,
guy.
Charlie Munger. But I'm talking about like movies where I could play a role. I always fantasized about being an actor, but you know, I could talk to them all day.
Fourier was in Jerry Maguire. Why didn't you get the call for that?
Yeah, I mean, I should have been in like 80 for Brady, a cameo in the background.
I mean, my old colleagues were in like every Farrelly Brothers movie.
I would love to be in one of them. Eli Roth is where I'd love to go because I love the horror aspect, and he does a lot of like gory horror movies.
Well, we got to take a break. We'll be back in exactly 2 minutes on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.